Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Hey, what's up? It's Kyle McMahon. Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly. It's a very special episode. I am out of studio. I'm in New York right now for a project. But I did have the pleasure of interviewing Belinda Carlisle, the one and only, a trailblazer in the music world. And I talked to her about her brand new EP, as well as performing at a Capitol 4th, and if the Go-Go's will ever make a return. Let's get right into my interview with her. Here she is, Belinda Carlisle.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And so I want to talk to you about the new EP, Kismet, as well as Capitol 4th. But for a moment, if we can, I'd like to go back to the beginning of your career with the Go-Go's. You, as a band, you were the first all-female act that went number one playing your own instrument. So that, I mean, that's really history making, and it still stands today. What is that like for you, you know, 30 some years later, that record still stands?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, we not only played our own instruments, but we wrote our own songs, and it was a complete female operation, female management, female roadies. And, you know, we started off being a girls club, and the fact that we made an album, that's the first album considered to be such a classic like that. Of course, it's amazing. I mean, the whole story of the Go-Go's is amazing. You know, against all odds, from forming in 1978, not knowing how to do a thing, to having the number one album in America 3 years later. I mean, when does that happen?
And you of course went on to dominate. You went off on your own and did a solo, you know, had an extremely successful solo career. And then you were nominated with the Go-Go's 2 years ago and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What was right. that like?
Well, it was an incredible way to cement the legacy of the band. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. It was a night full of like love and celebration, and you know, I mean, it was I think it probably was the most incredible evening professionally of any of our lives. And if it hadn't been for the documentary that came out a year and a half prior, we might still be waiting for that induction.
Okay. And you know, for you now, obviously, again, you have had this incredibly successful solo career. You did a song recently for 80 for Brady with Cyndi Lauper and Dolly Parton and Gloria Estefan and Debbie Harry. And I believe it was written by Diane Warren. What you know, that's an incredible group of powerful women. What did that moment, what did that song mean to you?
Well, I mean, I would have to pinch myself that I was actually working with these women that I admire. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of surreal. For me, nothing like that's ever happened to me in my life. I mean, we all recorded our parts separately, but I don't know, for me it was like, I'm a fan of these women, you know. I've met them throughout my 40 odd year career, and yeah, I mean, it was a weird, incredible, surreal moment.
And for the film, you know, what a cast with that film with 80 for Brady.
Yeah, it worked, because it was funny because you know, everybody in the film was in their 80s, I mean, or near their 80s or late 70s. And then Diane's concept of getting together women from the 80s, I mean, she's very clever. So I would never have thought of that. So yeah, it all worked really, really well. And I'm proud to be a part of the project.
I love that. And you have a brand new EP out called Kismet, which is completely written, if I'm not mistaken, by Diane, right?
Right. I mean, I was planning to slow down some of my retirement And out of the blue, I get this call. My son ran into Diane in a coffee shop in LA and introduced himself. And she's like, oh, what's your mom doing? So they FaceTimed me and it was like out of the blue. It was so weird. Get down to the studio. I have some hits for you. And I had to really like think whether I wanted to do it or not, because it's a big commitment. And, you know, I wasn't really in that headspace, but you don't say no to Diane Warren. So I went to the studio and she played me Big, Big Love. And I fell in love with the song instantly. And so I said, okay, let's go. I had no idea what it was going to be. I don't think any of us really knew what it was going to be. And it ended up being a 5-song EP. And yeah, all these weird coincidences, like her writing Big, Big Love a couple of days before she ran into my son and not knowing who it was for. And then immediately she was like, bingo. So yeah, you know, it was kind of meant to be. And yeah, you know, it was a very joyful experience.
And this is your first pop English language album in 27 years?
Yeah, it was, only because I never really thought that a good pop songs of any kind of quality would come to me, because usually they go to younger artists or artists that are charting. So I was totally fine with that. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So the fact that she gave these songs to me, it's like a gift, you know, I mean, and they're on par with the material that I was doing in the late 80s, early 90s. So I'm not going to do something just for the sake of doing it. I mean, I have to really love it. So it was a very, like I said, very joyful and quite a surprise to me, of all people, to be doing this.
Well, it's a great collection of songs. And I, you know, I love Diane Warren. I love you. And so the two is to have a whole EP of Diane Warren songs with you singing is so great. And you're hitting the road on the Decades Tour, supporting both the album and your career, right?
Right. It's kind of a continuation. I did some American dates in November last year, and it's a continuation of that on the East Coast, West Coast. And then I finished in Australia at the end of the year. So yeah, it's a celebration of all my albums. I'm doing material from most of my solo albums. Of course, I always do a few Go-Go songs. That's my roots. And I'll be doing a couple of songs off the Kismet EP.
Awesome. Sure. Awesome. And, you know, with the Go-Go's, you have reunited, taken hiatuses, broken up, reunited again. You know, where are you now?
The Go-Go's are finished. We decided that after the Rock Hall, that was a great way to cement the legacy of the band. We did a few dates after that we had to make up, and everybody kind of went their separate ways. Some of us felt that it was a perfect way to, you know, to say goodbye. And, I think you can go on too long. And, you know, it was like a perfect way to just nice little bow. And like I said, cement the legacy of the band.
I love that. Now, so July 4th, you're going to be at the West Lawn of the United States Capitol for a Capitol 4th on PBS.
Right.
What can we look forward to you doing there?
Singing. Besides that, I don't know. I'm really excited about it. For me, it's kind of like a dream come true, because I've never done anything like this before. You know, I've been to D.C., of course, through the years on tour. At about 15 years ago, I actually went on a tour of the Capitol building, and I was just so fascinated with just the city and the history and the buildings and just like so much. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to playing with all these other artists that I'm fans of. And I think it's going to be great.
And you're going to be performing 3 songs, right?
3 songs, yes. Yeah, short and sweet, yeah, with an orchestra. So it'll be great.
That's awesome. Have you ever played with a full orchestra before?
Yes, I have. The Go-Go's did 2 nights at the Hollywood Bowl with the LA Philharmonic.
Mm.
You can't mess up. It's like high pressure. You can't mess up, because if you mess up, it throws everybody off. I did one last year in the UK. And I've done the pops before, you know, years ago. But so I always like doing, it's a whole different thing. It's kind of high pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you will do amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. It's such, I go every year to Capitol Fourth, and it's such a just feel good party celebration of America and, right. and all the things that, you know, all the various us's that live in this country. So I'm yes. looking forward to seeing you perform, and people can go and get the EP right now, right?
Yeah, it came out May 12th. It's streaming now, and it'll be out on vinyl and CD very soon. I don't know the exact date, but soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Belinda. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
There she is, Belinda Carlisle. What an awesome person, an awesome talent. And, you know, I really liked her answer relating to the Go-Go's, you know, the just what she said about that was the perfect time to end it, and they're all fine with that. That's just interesting to me. In any event, I'll have a very special episode coming out in just a few days from Capitol Fourth. Alfonso Ribeiro is hosting, and Babyface will be performing, Boys to Men, Elmo, Cookie Monster, and Chicago, and of course Belinda. And it's just always, every year, a great, great way to celebrate, you know, America's birthday. And you'll be able to listen to that on the 4th of July and then watch a Capitol Fourth live on PBS that night. And then it'll be in repeats or on demand for 2 weeks following. So let me know what you think of today's show. Let me know what you think of Belinda. Hit up my socials. I'm doing such a bad job of promoting the socials here and promoting the show on the socials. So I've been told I need to do that. So I am doing that. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at KMacMusic, or Facebook, Real Kyle McMahon, YouTube, wherever you want. Just hit me up and let's talk pop culture. All right. I will see you very soon. I love you. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.